Guten Abend.
Yesterday, 3rd of April 2016, was the British County Racquetlawn Championships. That's racquetlawn, table tennis, badminton, squash and tennis, play to 21 points. So yesterday was a team format, which means that you have two men's singles, one men's doubles and one ladies' singles, and effectively you add up all the points to give a super racquetlawn match across four matches. We had 20 teams at Gosling Sports Park in Hertfordshire. This was 40% growth on the previous year, so very good from that point of view. And I can say that the only way is Essex won the event. Captain Oliver Oxland, European squash cadet champion Elise Lazarus, 2013 over 45s world team champion Mark Thornley, world leading racquetlawn twitterer and over 55s 2015 European champion Kevin Neville, leaving myself an overweight 34 year old balding formerly retired table tennis player making up the numbers. Oh, and not forgetting world number 5, Creston Hugard. Well, some people say, what is the world number 5 from Denmark doing playing for Essex? Well, he was living in Essex, although Chingford, strictly speaking, doesn't have a county, so that's a bit of a flaw. Hugard, however, was quite useless in both the semi-finals and final, getting completely mullered by world over 40s number one Duncan Stahl and also Daniel Busby, who's probably the most improved player in the world in the last 12 months. So it's been a roller coaster the last 24 hours, and you know, people have asked me, is this your best ever achievement in racquetlawn? Some people said, well, was it the 2013 World Amateur gold medal when you played with Simpson, Hopwood, Foxall and Denoyer? Was it your 2006 Hampshire Open gummy arm victory over Jordan? Well, people say, you know, Jordan hadn't played much racquetlawn in 2006, and you know, 2013 any team could have won with Simpson and Foxall. Which leads us to the present day. I mean, Essex may have been favourites, but when you consider that Hugard lost to Busby heavily, we were up against it. A phenomenal event. Thank you in particularly to James Pope and the Bennetts, who hired table tennis tables from Finchley School. Fantastic atmosphere. It didn't rain. Strong team selection and a fantastic team spirit. The sport continues to go from strength to strength, and I simply say to the new racquetlawn problems Twitter account, what problems?